But hey!
Hey!
Welcome to Talk Nerdy to Me. This week, Troy is on vacation. My mother dragged him to Puerto Rico, so but he's sipping Burger King.
Sipping Burger King?
watching cartoons in the theater.
The famous Puerto Rican Burger King, as we all know.
But so, yeah, this is going to be kind of a... I guess we're just going to kind of talk about... the new Star Wars movie, Rise of Skywalker. Not really a review, but yeah, kind of a review, but more of a.
Are we strictly spoiler free? Or are we
no,
full
no,
spoiler?
We this is gonna be
full spoiler.
Full spoiler.
Okay, so can we change the title from Rise of Skywalker to Episode 9? Who had sex with Palpatine?
Yes. Ooh, with his wrinkly old balls.
Oh God, and that has to be absolutely like completely post absolute.
When exactly, he gets all, right?
When he gets all like wrinkly and gross and emperor-y.
It's like, oh God, what was that? Not another teen movie. When he goes like, and it's all skeleton after he's like, ah!
Yeah. Well, that's kind of how he dies in the end.
Exactly.
Full skeleton.
Oh my God.
I heard this, you know, the theory that he. Or apparently it came out in like, I think it was Darth Vader number 25 when he's in fact. Anakin's father, quote unquote, when he's manipulating midichlorians.
Yeah.
Is because was that after the Disney merger? Is that because they said anything
that
after?
That was after Disney.
So then it's because they said anything after that
would be canon.
Is canon. So he's officially able to manipulate midichlorians, officially Anakin's father.
Father. When that came out, that was a big thing with especially with the Star Wars groups and everything about that. Palpatine, because it was in the comic, so it is canon, because it was under Disney, kind of, you know, that whole Shmi is his mother, and, like, he's the kind of the Messiah, because he...
Virgin Mary, kind
of. Yeah, and so it was like, and then all of a sudden, no, it was Palpatine, did his little voodoo magic on Anakin, so... Yeah. So now, all of a sudden, I guess that's the same way he did it with... don't know if it was his son or daughter.
It was the son.
It was the son.
It was that guy in the flashback.
All right. So, we also don't know. I mean, that when she was like a really small kid, he was already older. So he might have had it before he even turned to Palpatine. So I know the internet's. Are kind of like, heh?
Yeah, we're slowly turning all the Star Wars fans like mathematicians. We're trying to like get calculators
to,
out.
Trying to figure out, okay, when did he bone with so? Well, yeah. You never know.
He had a lot of power. People are really attracted to power.
Yeah.
He's like, you're at the canteen, like, hey.
Yeah.
Like, force like a drink.
It's like those, badge bunnies.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you 500 pounds, you got a badge on it.
Yeah.
You're getting laid somehow.
Yeah, all those girls who had sex with Lemmy from Motorhead. Like, one of the ugliest looking dudes that claimed to have had sex with 1,000 women.
But, you know, that's Motorhead right there.
Yeah, and he's the emperor. Star Wars version of Motorhead.
hey, even Bill Clinton,
Yeah. There's a Monica Lewinsky far, far away.
Exactly.
A long time ago.
Oh, God. But either way, I mean, okay. Man, so I feel like the movie was a slingshot right out of the gate. It was go, 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 go.
Oh, yeah.
It just, like, never stopped, like, for a second to, like, hey, have some dialogue.
Yeah, no, because the first thing is the dead speak, and then this Emperor Palpatine's back. Ugh.
Yeah.
That's the first line of the crawl.
Well, yeah, that was in the crawl, and that used to never be in the crawl.
No, but apparently, and this is so dumb, that is a reference to an event on Fortnite.
Yeah, it was an event on Fortnite. Because I actually read up on that, and I saw a video. I was like, oh, so that's where that reference was coming out is on Fortnite. I was like, really?
But the idea of just like I have to do homework before I go see your movie
is utterly stupid.
I'm not a fan, especially because it's now easy to bag on Fortnite. But honestly, Fortnite.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's 100 million people playing Fortnite.
Oh, absolutely.
But the thing is, like...
And it's free.
And it's free. You know, you can pay for skins or whatever. But to put out kind of an announcement from...
Of that magnitude pertaining to the finale of this entire 9-movie saga spanning 40-plus years.
Yeah. I don't know. Look, I had issues with the movie, but I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. Like a lot of my friends are like, oh, it's the best Star Wars movie since the original trilogy and yada, yada, yada. And I'm all like, eh, okay. I mean, yes and no. But man, it was kind of, look, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I mean, it's going to be on me for life. And, I don't know. It was one of those things where I wish it would have got a little bit more into how did Palpatine come back. But I know the whole it's very unnatural, you know.
Yeah, because that recall back to episode 3, the lines like some consider unnatural.
Yeah,
I don't care. Explain it to
me. Are you a clone? I'm a dum-dum, okay? Yeah. I need you to write it out for me. I was like, wait. So this entire time, it's been, and you saw, like, he was cooking up the Snokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he had,
in a slow cooker in the basement.
Exactly. He just had a terrarium of nothing but Snokes, right? And that's where everybody was kind of thinking of, okay, Rey is going to be a clone.
That's what I thought.
And that would have been all right. I would have got with that.
Yeah.
But no, they found out Rey is Palpatine's granddaughter.
I think it's somehow less plausible than her just being a clone that got away somehow.
Yeah.
Like who? The guy who was meant to deliver Rey to Sidious was like, it's a kid. I can't deliver a kid. The whole Yondu thing from Guardians. Like, I can't keep delivering these kids. Like, here, just take this one.
Yeah.
You know.
But yeah, it was. Look, I liked the movie. It was, like I said, it wasn't bad. It was just, I think, you know, it reminded me of the last season of Game of Thrones, where they try to shove so much stuff in a 2.5-hour movie.
Well, to be fair, J.J. Abrams only could write 2 movies. He had they skipped him for the second one. They went to Ryan Johnson. Well, he didn't want to do the second one.
Yeah. He didn't technically want to do it the third one.
No, he didn't, but they were just like, crap.
The big backlash of Ryan Johnson.
Yeah.
And I did not have an issue with Ryan Johnson's movie because it did show that, look, you don't have to be cut some kind of lineage just to use the Force.
Right? I thought that was really cool. You could be anybody.
You could be some kid moving a broom, and I thought that was really cool. I thought, oh, cool. Anybody can have the Force, but no, it's only these people that are manipulating this 1-2 family.
Yeah, you have to be related to somebody.
And it's just like,
and even at the end of the movie, they were like, oh, is that Lando's daughter? Why does everyone have to be related to somebody? Let people just.
It's like the only two black characters.
I know, and she speaking only roles. She only gravitated to the black people.
Exactly.
She's like, oh, this party's weird. Oh, another black person. Cool. Yeah, sweet.
And it's like, oh, okay, but yeah, it was. God, I did look, the acting wasn't bad. I think the writing was very hurried together, and I think the way it ended, God, man, it was just.
For me, we could have taken out a few MacGuffins.
Yeah.
I was a little like, we have to get to this thing, would lead us to that thing, which leads us to this thing, would lead us to that.
Yeah.
Because we had four maps to Luke Skywalker in this movie. Because it was like, what was, something leaded us to the dagger, which led us to the triangle, and that got destroyed, so led us to another triangle, which leads us to the planet.
Yeah.
There's too many MacGuffins. Just sweet. Just we need one dagger. Cool. I don't need the map. Like, well, two different maps.
It was just like the first movie. Oh, there's a map to get to Skywalker.
That's. But it's just the one.
Yeah, it was just the one. I was like, okay, I can deal with that because there was that one part that was missing. And
but I can get behind a treasure hunt.
Yeah,
right? I said National Geographic. I know.
National Treasure?
National Treasure. Yeah, National Geographic, that great treasure hunt.
That'd be a hell of a treasure hunt.
That's a great treasure hunt. But I can get behind, adding the pieces together, but it's if, literally two of the pieces are the same.
Yeah. And then one's on the planet that you're trying to look for, and then he just brings you another one.
Yeah. Or, I also couldn't suspend my disbelief enough. I know there are space wizards and all, but we're the knife perfectly matches up with the geography of the crashed Death Star.
Because they made the knife.
They
made the knife after the Death Star.
I know, after
the. But the thing is, that was like. And then the little bottom thing pulls. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you really need to watch the movie kind of because we're kind of going all over the place.
So is the movie.
Yeah, and that's the thing is the movie was kind of going all over the place too. But I mean, don't get me wrong, there's. It's one of those things where, remember in the prequels when you saw Darth Maul,
mm-hmm.
And you're like, holy crap, this dude is gnarly. This dude can fight, and he can jump around.
He looks awesome. He looks tattoos. He has horns.
And he looked cool. And then you have this next trilogy where you have Kylo Ren. Granted, he's like what did JJ say, the fandom menace because he wanted them to be like Kylo Ren, you know, very he doesn't get his way, he's gonna start smashing things.
Yeah,
but I thought they would have, because he had the Knights of Ren, and I was like, oh, I wish they would have pushed a little bit more on that, because they what did they do?
They marched around menacingly.
Exactly. They fought Kylo at the end.
And then they were the Snoke's guards at the end of Last Jedi, where they just kind of ate it one by one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It reminds me of the Enter the Fist. All right, everybody stand in line, you know, and just get punched out. You know, that was
a really cool moment. So they kind of explore more with the Force powers and especially in the Last Jedi, they're talking to each other, but they're in the same room, but they're not. You know, they're connected.
Yeah, they're connected.
They're able, and they showed in that one where they transfer raindrops, and in this one, they transfer Vader's cracked mask.
Yeah,
and he goes, "Oh, that's where you are. You're in my quarters."
Yeah.
They do the same thing later, where
the lightsaber.
Yeah, so Ren just switch over to the good side. Light side just chucks his messed up lightsaber into the sea, goes and tries to find Rey. He's surrounded by the Knights of Ren. He's like, "Okay, put my hands behind my head." Rey's like, I have two lightsabers.
Yeah.
Transfer one. He goes,
man.
And it starts mowing down. That was pretty awesome. I like that a lot.
I like that the force transference. So the good thing is that you did watch Mandalorian.
Yes.
I watched Mandalorian too, of course, because you've seen us doing reviews of it. I like that if you actually watch the Mandalorian, where Baby Yoda, and of course this is spoilers, but go back to our reviews on the Mandalorians and weekly reviews. Baby Yoda has force healing.
Yes.
And that's that.
Yes.
And which is funny because that's the first time you've seen force healing in a live action
Star Wars.
And then you have Rey that starts force healing also, which is really cool because it was not Episode 9 that first gave it out, but it was Baby Yoda. So if you actually watch Mandalorian, you knew what she was doing.
Assuming that everyone who watches the Episode 9 is going to spend, you know, the $5 to $9 going to see it in theaters, pays that $6 a month to see it on Mandalorian.
Yeah.
So I understand why they did it the first time with this random snake that doesn't come back later on. The Force power comes back later.
Yeah, I would have. You know, I mean, that was the randomness of it, is like they would just like put things in there that. I think it was more for, not fan service, but I think it was more just to see if they could put something in there. Like when they went to that desert planet, another desert planet, and they had all the powder and stuff like that going on. I was like, you could have literally put that anywhere, and it wouldn't have made any difference.
No.
No.
Lando's there.
Yeah, and like I said, you could have put him in, you know, freaking Jakku. That place could have been anywhere. It did not go towards a story about it. It was just there.
Yeah, and also with Poe's love interest,
quote unquote. Yeah, I like that was something like a good comedic. Things, but other than that,
I call her Noba Fett.
Noba.
Because they got like a pretty famous actress to play her.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
But she never once takes off the helmet. They just kind of see her eyes. Yeah. Like, no, it's me under here. I promise you.
Yeah.
And that never goes anywhere.
Yeah, there was a lot of that thing that he was going to tell her, but then he didn't.
Right, and that never came back up.
It never came back up.
And they brought that up many times. Like, what are you going to tell Rey? I'll tell you when I'm here. Like, what are you going to tell me? I'll tell you when later.
So
they never bring it up.
So I guess it's one of those things. I guess you're going to have to wait another 10 years. Star Wars or Disney is, they're not doing trilogy anymore.
No.
So that's what they said. They want to get away from trilogies. They don't want to have a 3-movie trilogy anymore. Mm-hmm. They just want to make movies. And I'm sitting there like, yeah, but you also have to kind of have a start to an end, because if it's just. It's like reminding me of like a sitcom that's been on way too many seasons, and they're just like, all right, now we're going to do this, and that's what it reminds me of.
A literal jump the shark.
Yeah, they just can't figure this out. That's why I like trilogies, because it kind of gives you an arc and then gives you an ending. Well, this was like, it gives you an arc, and then it kind of fizzles because it doesn't really answer a lot of questions, and it especially when like JJ is really good at like rebooting stuff, writing a something to for continuing on for other people to continue on. He's not good writing on finishing things.
No.
So
for me, this whole movie was like the whole roller coaster bit where we start, we're up here, then we stay here, and then eventually I'm somehow off the ride. I'm like, how did I come down from here?
Exactly. You know?
But I have a theory because they Star Wars or Disney was just like, we have the first on screen gay kiss.
Yeah, I saw that.
That whole thing with and
the two ladies. Yeah.
Yeah, and then apparently the. Oscar Isaac and Finn's actor, they really wanted it to be them. They had like this really big bromance going on. But China even took Finn off the poster for The Force Awakens. So I couldn't imagine. And like China's a big market for them, so of course they want to market that.
Yeah.
So they couldn't have the two main characters. We could have these two...
Side characters.
Two NPCs in the back there.
Which they can cut out.
They can cut out or just put a CGI monster in the front of them waving like a little China flag.
It's like nothing but Winnie the Pooh
with the little China flag. But yeah, and that's just...
And you better like if you got that reference.
Yeah. And they did the same thing for Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
They want to be so progressive, but they're too afraid to be that progressive.
Yeah. And actually, that the Beauty and the Beast where he's singing the song and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And China is having none of that.
No.
No.
And then they cut out that one bit, like he's like dancing with a guy at the end.
Yeah.
That's it. That's your gay. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever appeases the Chinese people or the Chinese government, because that's a huge market, especially with Disney, you know, having Disneyland in China and stuff like that in Beijing.
I think that's why they gave both Poe and Finn faux love interests.
Mm-hmm.
Like the chick he used to be.
It's like the Lord of the Rings, the look at the end, you know.
Yeah, well, they gave them that just so they can get a case of the not gays. It's like the Batwoman. Thing that the only reason why they created Batwoman is to make Batman and Robin look gay.
Oh yeah, and that's Rose,
Ruby Rose.
Ruby Rose.
I
think she's hot.
No, she's beautiful.
She's very beautiful.
But like they invented her in the 40s or 50s. Be like, guys, stop making these gay jokes. Look, there's a Batwoman. She can be a love interest, and it turns out to be a lesbian.
It's like Xena Warrior Princess all over again.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, no. So I mean, I think, man, this movie. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm gonna keep on watching Star Wars movies until I'm dead, you know, because they're gonna keep on pumping them out.
Oh, absolutely.
But you know, I'm more. I don't know. It was. I think I give it a 6 out of 10, maybe 6.5. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. I thought. Oh, it's an ending.
Yeah, it ended.
It ended.
Whoops.
Yeah.
I heard both spectrums.
You know what's funny? If the funny thing is, if they would have ended it where Kylo and Rey were kissing, it would have been way better. Exactly.
What the hell?
And then it and then all of a sudden it cuts to a young baby Yoda waking up, and it was all a dream.
Yeah.
It's all.
Or like Rey's giving birth, and it's like, what's going on? Unless you pull baby, this baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda. That would have been the greatest ending ever. Oh man.
Or just a little C-3PO. Just like, what the?
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So I heard both things going into this movie.
I wonder if there's love robots in the Star Wars universe.
Oh, there has to be. Are you kidding me?
I mean, there's Death Sticks, so...
Want to buy some Death Sticks?
You want to buy some Death Sticks?
There's
got to be.
This universe has been around for forever. Somebody made one sex bot.
Yeah, it's... You gotta.
Or done some really weird things with the torture droid from episode 4.
Yeah.
Somebody's doing something to somebody.
That took a big U-turn, but I was like, wait a minute. Is that possible? It's all AI all over again.
Oh, absolutely. And then we begin Detroit become human is a whole new
thing. Yeah, exactly.
But I did hear both things going into it where like, oh, it's the greatest, or oh, it was so terrible, it's worse than The Last Jedi. And I watched it, I was just like, I saw a movie.
Yeah, it was a movie. It had a beginning, it had an end, but...
There were many middles.
There were many middles that were just like... It reminded me of just like, you know, the roller coaster, and then just there's like a left turn that just goes nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, why'd you even put the turn there?
I want to go down there.
Yeah.
I want the resolution. I want it down there.
It's like, why'd you even put the turn there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Thought it'd be cool. I thought you would enjoy it.
Oh, I wanted to tell you something before you die. Cool. What is it? End of movie. Never tells them. It's like
that weirdo that you knew that wants to start a conversation but doesn't know how to start. Like, hey, guess what?
Yeah.
I don't think I get this far.
Yeah. I didn't think people were listening.
No.
It's like Star Wars people always listen all the time. And
that's all we do is listen.
That's all we do is we want to make sure we freaking break down like Easter eggs, but I don't know. It was a movie. It's over. I'm more excited about Kenobi coming out on Disney Plus.
I'm excited about the Mandalorian season too.
Oh my God, Mandalorian. I can talk about Mandalorian so much, and especially Jon Favreau's, like, he loves posting like not spoilers, but just like screenshots or like there's a new Gamorrean that he posted on his Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, Gamorrean, oh crap. And like I think it would be because you know the guys who wrote Game of Thrones,
mm-hmm.
were signed on to do the next movies,
mm-hmm.
and then after the last season of yeah. Game of Thrones, they're like, you know what? I think we're good.
I think we're okay.
Yeah. So
go play in the sandbox. You're fine.
So I don't know. What do you give it?
I'm closer to a 5.
Yeah. Like I said, it was a movie.
I saw a movie.
Yeah. I'd rather watch the prequels again than watch the last trilogy.
I'd rather watch Episode 3.
Yeah.
That was a bit more of like, okay, I know where we're headed, obviously, because, you know, prequels, but like,
yeah,
I was satisfied beginning, middle, end. This one was just beginning, middle, suddenly ends.
Yeah. And then, the way they kind of took Leia and put her in there, they did a lot of...
What more could they have done?
Yeah, it's
unfortunate.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And the good thing is that they you know, it was a nice remembrance of her, and mm-hmm. and at the end where kind of Rey takes the Skywalker, and everybody was thinking Rise of Skywalker. Oh, Kylo Ren is becoming good. Rise mm-hmm. of Skywalker. Nope, Kylo Ren now is... He just disappears because
he forced ghosts away.
He forced ghosts, and I guess he was connected to his mother, which apparently she went through freaking Jedi training.
For me, Leia was never like the battle, you know, like
no.
She was more like, I'm gonna sit here quietly and force choke you with my face. You
know? Exactly.
That's more like she's just like a Yoda before Episode 5 or 6 Yoda.
Yeah.
I'm very strong with the Force. I don't have to use a lightsaber. I'm just very strong with it, which is why I didn't give it too much grief when it came to the Mary Poppins thing. And I didn't give it that much grief. I'm like, I can see that.
I can see her having Force abilities. It was one of those things. It was kind of, if you didn't know that she did have Force abilities, and it kind of just sprung on you that, oh, and now she has a lightsaber, and they went through training together, and I'm sitting here like, really?
So, I just thought of that. So, her lightsaber was the green one that Luke used that he rebuilt in Episode 6, right?
I
thought it's the same one, right?
I think it's a different one because that's a new lightsaber nobody's seen before.
Are you sure? Mm-hmm. Well, because the one they pull out later is, I think, the new one, because that one's...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, the new one.
The new one, whole new one.
That she buries on Tatooine.
Okay, because the one in the flashback, that she's using Luke's old green one.
Yeah. In the flashback, yes, but in the new one.
So the new.
Yeah, the new. I was just like, oh, now there's a new lightsaber, which is cool. I like new lightsabers, but yeah. I wish... There was more, and I keep on saying, I wish there was more to go on than mm-hmm. just, like I said, it was probably two movies shoved into one movie. Because
half of it was supposed to be like what Last Jedi was going to be.
Yeah.
If J.J. Abrams would stay on to do the whole trilogy.
Yeah, and even J.J. Abrams was like, we're just going to kind of forget about Rian Johnson's movie.
He just kind of redid, even the breaking of the mask.
Yeah. We're going to put that mask back together.
Because it looks cool.
Yeah, it looks cool. Which I guess is okay, but I mean, I don't know.
They take it off halfway through anyway, so
yeah,
whatever.
So he gives a 5. I give it like a 6. It wasn't the greatest. It was an ending. I'm more excited about the Mandalorian Season 2 mm-hmm. and Kenobi and everything else, especially with Ewan McGregor coming back as Kenobi. I can't wait for that.
I can't wait for that either.
But I wish, especially with the whole I am the Sith and then I am the Jedi, and it has all these Jedis, and you hear all the Jedis.
I love hearing Samuel Jackson, yeah, like, Rey.
Yeah.
Was good.
You kill that motherfucker right now.
Hayden Christensen, like, don't use sand.
It's coarse and it gets everywhere. Yeah. It is what it is. It's a movie. It's over, but it is what it is. But don't take our word for it. Comment down below. What do you guys think? Did you like it? Did you hate it? Did you feel indifferent, like kind of we did, or like it was okay? But because I think that's about it. Because it wasn't the greatest.
No,
but it wasn't the worst I've seen. There was no Jar Jar in there. But there was that Babu Nuke thing.
I kind of thought that thing was cute.
Everybody thought that thing was cute. And that little stupid new Dio droid that talked. But apparently that Dio droid had all the freaking navigations already in them. So
they want all the BB-8s, all the R2s, get them in there.
Yep. Whatever sells toys.
That thing's not going to sell any toys. That thing was the ugliest. It looked like the lamp from Pixar.
I think that's where they were going for. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's it from us. Please comment down below. And while you're down there, hit that like, subscribe, and that bell icon so you know every time that we post a new video coming out. But this guy is taking over for Troy this week. Troy will probably be back next week. I don't know. He's probably not going to come.
Whatever he's done eating Burger King in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. You go to Puerto Rico, you eat Burger King. All right, well, we're going to tease him enough. But my name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Alex with Talk Nerdy to Me.
And I think we will see you guys next week. Later, nerds. Bye.